Hey guys, I talk about the Patreon on here all the time. That's patreon.com/woe_begone. But this week I've put up a Patreon content sampler on the feed. Check it out if you've ever wondered what lurks behind the paywall. It's got a little bit of everything, including a lost episode that goes in between episodes 30 and 31 that has never been featured on the feed. It also includes cat clips, director's commentary, a Q&A, an episode of The Diary of Eliza Schultz, and an upcoming song off of the new Season 3 soundtrack. And if you want a lot more of that sort of stuff, there's always patreon.com/woe_begone. You never have to stop listening to Woe Begone. Special thanks to my 10 newest patrons: Tranos Carr, Leslie Joyce, Jeremiah Easley, Instavoid, Froggy, Yet Another Archivist, TTT, Jude L., L. Adams, and Brandon Steins. Enjoy. Mic check, mic check. 1, 2, 1, 2. Come in, Mike. Mike, are you there? Over.
Yeah, I'm here, Mikey.
You didn't say over? Over.
No, I didn't, because this isn't a walkie-talkie. Why would I say over?
Why would you say what? Over.
No, we are not doing that.
Over?
Third base!
Look, I would just prefer if you said over, over.
No, I know exactly what you want, and I refuse to participate in such antics.
Why, whatever could you mean, over?
It's just not even that good of a joke. I get it. You're over, Mike.
I'm sorry, I'm a what? Over.
Ugh! Okay, I guess this was inevitable. I mean, it's what I would do. Look, we have a schedule. Anne and Edgar are going to kill us if we drag it out. Please don't make me call you, like, the Old Brush Valley Energy and Resources, comma, Mike Walters iteration. Just over, Mike, please.
Sure, I've already had my fun.
How is Over doing, by the way? It feels really weird being away from it for so long. I still wake up every morning and start to get my boots on to head out the door to work.
Well, I learned right off the bat that you're in the wrong line of work, Mikey.
No, you're Mikey.
We're in the wrong line of work. You can't even imagine what working it over is like without Woe Begone hanging over our heads. They pay you to walk around all day and see nothing. With all of you guys at the base, there is literally nothing to see. It's perfect. It's quiet. I get to take quiet walks in nature and then just hang out with Ovedgar all night.
Must be nice.
Hey, you made your choices too, or coin flips or whatever, and I miss the base. I know we can't trade off for security purposes, but look, when we consolidate, we'll have both sets of memories, right? So it'll be like you were here too.
Well, that's how it worked for Edgar. But it's gonna be a whole thing when it's the two of us. Edgar was separated from himself for what, a few hours? And this'll be weeks? Years?
Well, it'll be however long Anne and Edgar decide that it'll be, probably. But that's too far away to think about. Oh, I saw something this week that will absolutely blow your mind, Mike.
What?
Here, I'll text you a picture.
Are you sure it's okay to just snap a picture inside of Over?
What, are you a cop?
Not currently, but you are.
Security guards are not cops.
Debatable.
Anyway, I sent the picture. Just look at it. Tell me what you think.
All right, let's see here. Holy shit. Is that what I think it is?
That's why I sent it to you, but it's not like there's a plaque underneath explaining it.
Yeah, but what are the odds? Well, it is America, so there is some chance that someone could have shot a bear, had it taxidermied, and had it shoulder mounted in the front of the Over cafeteria. They're just sort of small odds.
It looks like the bear.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize that I was on the line with a bear expert. Every bear looks like the bear.
You know, I kind of feel bad about it now.
Oh, I know, because I did too when I first saw it, for a second. That bear tried to fucking kill us, Mike. Twice. We wished it was dead, remember? You know those dreams where we get chased down and ripped apart by the bear? Did you have one last night?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. I wonder how long our dreams are gonna sync up like that. Anyway, we should feel relieved that it's dead. We should feel happy for Marissa. That was her project for as long as we've known her. She's taking credit for it, by the way, even though we both know that that's not the bear that she shot that night. We should feel vindicated. And we aren't even sure it's the same bear.
Do you think we could save it? Like, if we wanted to? We know when we transported it into Tier 2.
Mike, you're the one that put us on a tight schedule. Edgar and Anne, remember? And now you want to save the bear? And meddle in some Tier 2 timeline that we can't account for after we got out of that security building? Take a deep breath, buddy. You'll work through it in a second.
You're right.
I know, that's called experience.
So, are you ready for me to ruin your peaceful security guard routine and drag you back into the seedy world of time travel espionage?
Honestly, I've been dreading it all day. But no base operations means no over Mike, which means no over Edgar, so I'm doing what I gotta do.
Bingo.
Man, you should really see him without the weight of all of space and time on his shoulders.
Don't rub it in, just tell me the code.
You got it, boss. Today's code is 0118999.
No, I'm sort of tired, actually, of fucking around. What's the actual code?
It's 0118999. I mean, people make up these codes. It's not that surprising.
Security is such a joke. Are you in yet?
Yep, got through the front door while you were talking. All right. 0118999. Hey, it worked. It's not that insecure a password when you think about it. Personally, I'd be afraid to sit here and put in wrong codes until I got the right television reference. Maybe they had like a high-profile British intelligence officer coming in and they didn't want him to forget the code.
Who even knows anymore with them? Do you know why we're going into Tier 2?
That would be propagation of information, the new dirty word. Of course I don't.
Here's a hint. I need you to get something from the warehouse.
We're blowing up 357A again?
You're more correct than you think. First stop is a trip back to the warehouse. Good old Bay 65N.
Really, 65N? That Bay 65N?
The very same.
Then what are we actually doing?
Up. We are following instructions and we are not getting ahead of ourselves. Propagation, remember? Are you in the warehouse?
Yeah, it doesn't look like anyone else is in here. Do you remember how to get there?
You take a left, and then you keep walking until you get to N, and then you check the numbers. It's 4 bays up, if I remember correctly.
I haven't forgotten that it's way the fuck up in the air, I promise.
You're scared.
Yeah, no shit. Why did they choose to send us on this?
Because the whole idea of having over Mike is to keep up appearances and do important field work that we have experience doing. No one else here knows jack shit about breaking into Tier 2. Hunter can badge in, but he'd get his credentials all over everything, and he's on vacation. Plus, it's not going to be that hard, it's just 3 big jumps. And getting down is just gravity. You can do it. I've been feeling great ever since we took that break after North Dakota, and you have to be feeling better than that. You've rested more than I have, spending all your nights in bed with Edgar watching movies.
Truth be told, I did assume that I would be in for some acrobatics, and I did do my stretches before you called.
You're gonna nail it, champ. Just don't think too long, you'll psych yourself out.
Already 1 step ahead of you.
Attaboy, Mikey.
Shit.
Everything okay up there?
Yeah, I just got a big fucking splinter in my hand from one of these pallets. Wouldn't be a crime scene without a little blood, right?
Please don't bleed all over Tier 2 if you can help it.
No. It's nothing. One more jump and we'll be at 65 in. I'm trying to keep up momentum. Okay, 3, 2, 1.
Mike, are you okay? Did you fall?
No, I slipped. I'm fine. Home sweet home 65 in.
Great job, Mikey. You know the drill at this point. Pop one of those bad boys open and get one of the transmitters. Easy as pie.
You know, it feels kind of cool to be up here, looking over the whole warehouse like this.
See? I told you it wouldn't be that bad.
Yeah, no problem. When I get this done, can I rest for a while, though?
If it's safe.
Well, I haven't seen or heard anyone, and footsteps are really loud in here, so, I'll hide behind the pallet if I see or hear anyone coming. How does that sound?
10-4, Sergeant. Permission to rest.
Aye, aye, Captain.
So, how is everyone? Like, Charlie and Chance and Shadow? Since you've been at Over, I haven't heard from them. All of a sudden, I miss everyone. I don't know why.
Charlie's fine. You know how she can instinctively tell if we're up to something? Well, she's been grilling me a little every time I see her, but she doesn't have nearly enough information to ask the right questions. She wants to figure out what we've gotten ourselves into this time and then mama bear us until we're safe. I'm starting to wonder if she has her own motivations out here. If she does, she's pulling it off way better than we ever did. I've kept an eye out for time duplicates of her, but so far, nothing.
She's definitely capable. I still haven't ruled out that the reason Ryan disappeared is that Charlie took him out back and took care of him.
Nah, because she would have said something. She would have taken us aside and been like, you know that guy that keeps showing up here and giving you problems? You don't have to worry about that asshole anymore.
Very true.
And Chance and Shadow still treat me like talking to me will get them sent to a CIA black site.
Are they wrong, though?
If anyone ends up captured, then I'm sure Michael will correct it for us.
Oh, they'd like Michael.
Absolutely. As far as I know, they are the owners of the only two acoustic guitars in Tier 1.
I think they're on the folk side of things, though.
Same difference.
I do not co-sign that opinion. Wait, where's our acoustic guitar? It's in the cabin, isn't it?
No, I looked for it a while ago. I think we left it back at the apartment.
Fuck. I was just thinking about playing it the other day.
I'm sure you were. Again, how many months has it been since you've played it?
I actually don't know how to calculate that, and I know that you've thought about it because I've thought about it, but side note, do we have a new birthday now?
I take it that means that Edgar got you a birthday present too?
Right, on our quote-unquote normal birthday, which felt wrong. But it was the Mulholland Drive Criterion Blu-ray.
Score! Yeah, he got me Royal Tenenbaums.
Oh, I see how it is. Over Edgar.
Ovedgar.
Got you something that you two might actually cuddle up together and watch. Jealous.
I think he secretly loves when we keep pausing David Lynch movies to explain them to him.
Yeah, he appreciates it very, very secretly.
So, when do you think our birthday is now?
I have absolutely no idea, but we have to be older than our birthday suggests. Those 4 months have to count for something, right?
That's not even accounting for our time that we spent in the Flinchite compound. We don't even know how long that was.
We might just not have a birthday anymore.
Okay, here's an idea. We'll throw a dart at a calendar when this mission is done, and whatever date it lands on is our new birthday.
I don't have a dart or a calendar, and neither do you. Do you want to just get back to work, maybe?
Yeah, I think so. I was feeling winded, and I didn't want to get into Tier 2 winded and then have to run for my life.
I know the feeling. Are you climbing down now?
Yeah, one step ahead of you. You're right, getting down is easier.
Just don't fall, okay?
Oh, don't fall. See, I was planning on falling, but now that you've said that, I changed my mind. No falling for me, thanks.
Just tell me when you're on the ground.
Okay. Okay, got my bag. I am on the ground and raring to go.
Perfect. There are...
There are meticulously detailed instructions in here.
If you want me to read them, remember to secure the warehouse, check and recheck for the presence of other Over personnel, and proceed with caution. There is a side door for individual entry on the left-hand
side. All right, I am out of 116E and into the usual shadows. Are there any useful instructions in there?
Scanning. Looks like no.
Honestly, I don't know why I didn't write the guide. It says, stick to the shadows, but it doesn't tell you where the shadows are. We know where they are. It also says, head west out of 116E, like we're supposed to carry a compass on this thing.
Or remember where the sun sets in a place that we've lived for months.
Oh, I guess the sun does set out that way. I would have just said, hang a left after 116E, there's shadows behind the buildings where the roofs overhang.
Yeah, great instructions, I'm already halfway there. I can see the path in front of the boulders.
I never said that we were going to the boulders.
Oh, well then please correct me, the sacred keeper of these excellent instructions.
We're going to the boulders.
Great, I'm almost there, there isn't anyone in front of the boulders or inside of that area.
Well, that's a relief. If I have to call in backup again, I'm going to be so embarrassed.
Scratch that, Mikey.
But I'm
Hunters,
Mike.
Jeremiah, Hartley, Mikey. Three of them.
Surely you mean two of them.
Well, if two means three, then yes, that's exactly what I mean.
Hunter isn't even at Over tonight. That's at least what he told us. He was taking some personal time.
Think back, did he maybe say that he was taking a vacation into Tier 2?
No, he meant a real vacation, and he's been relatively forthcoming. There should only be two Hunters Jeremiah Hartley in there tonight.
They're going into the building that we saw them go into that one night. You know, the one that we got into with the RFID badge. I can see them in the light. That's three Hunters Jeremiah Hartley. It's hard to tell from here, but none of them look like innocent.
This is unexpected.
A little unexpected, but we don't know what's going on with them. Ever since we, to punish Hunter, you know.
Are you suggesting that someone corrected us?
I can see with my big, beautiful eyes that someone did something. It doesn't matter now, though. They went into the building. I'm 90% of the way to the boulders. We can talk about Hunter with everyone in the morning when we do our debrief. Can you get Hunter on the phone for that?
Not sure, but I have noted it, I promise.
Great. I'm approaching now. Clear skies. I saw Marissa's light pass, but she didn't see me. I don't know how much you told her about this one.
Oh, that isn't Marissa. She's off tonight. That's the other guy. I don't know his name.
That would have been good to know, Mikey. We just dodged a bullet. I was gonna stop and say hi. Anyway, I'm at the boulders.
Great. I'm sending you some coordinates. They point to base. We are generally west-southwest of you, but if you could point it as directly towards us as you can, it will hopefully make everything go smoother.
We're blowing up base? Bold move, Mike, but you should really evacuate first.
No, we're not blowing up base. We're trying to get whatever data was sent towards 357A that night. There's nothing to activate when the signal gets to us, it's just data.
And we're taking a bet on that when we are in the place with the time machine?
If that thing had the ability to blow up buildings at range, there wouldn't be a box of them sitting in 116E.
Extremely valid point, Mikey. I don't know if you can tell, but I'm actually stalling.
The shock from the device actually hurts less if you don't stall, I've found.
And yet here I am, and stalling isn't hurting at all.
It hurts if a guard sees you and permanently stalls your heart.
Relax, I don't think any of the guards are that hot. Plus, we're spoken for—
Attach the device already!
Attaching the device, jeez. Fuck.
Yep, it does that. Let me know when it's attached, and don't yell too loud. Again with the stuff that might hurt more than getting shocked.
Christ. Okay, Mikey, and you're Mikey now.
Whatever
because,
it is, no.
Because I've endured an excess trauma that you've never—
Not at all how that
experienced
works.
Experienced before, making me more grizzled adult Mike.
Oh, so you're halfway to Michael now.
Are you getting your data or whatever?
Let me check.
You get any of this yet? He said that he's sending signal. Have you got it yet? Huh? Okay.
He said to push the button on the device.
Fuck, duh. Okay, how about now?
Alright, he pressed it. You got it, babe? Great.
Yeah, we're getting it. He said to wait until we give the okay and then to head back the way that you came. No need to escape under the fence this time.
Works for me. I did not have fun sliding under that thing. I don't think our body's made for it.
It doesn't help that we have to scramble every time. There's no time to dig down enough that it doesn't scrape us up.
Hey, Mike, can I get the hell out of here?
Why? What's wrong? What's going on?
Marissa's coming back, and you said that's not Marissa?
Coming back? Like, coming back the way he came from? Why?
I don't know, but he's coming back.
The patrol guy is coming. Can we get him out of there?
He says 30 more seconds.
Do we know anything about this guy? Like, is he friendly with Marissa?
Well, Marissa hates his guts, but you know that can mean anything. She forms opinions super fast, and I've met perfectly nice people who she gets awful vibes from.
You are instilling so much confidence right now. Can I get the fuck out of here?
Okay, okay, and... go! Move, 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 move.
His leg got really close, Mike. I don't know if he saw me.
We'll deal with it. Just get back to 116E pronto. That's all that matters right now.
Moving as fast as I can. Not that it matters. He can't see me now.
Keep an eye out. Be careful. Be safe. Get back in that fucking building.
Can you just extract me?
We'll talk about that if we need to. You know the kinds of problems that causes.
Fine. I'm almost back to 116 anyway. It's a dead night inside of Tier 2. There's no one out here. Lucky us.
And we completed the mission, so the next goal is to get you home, snuggled up to Ove Edgar, safe and sound.
Ove Edgar.
Do you actually call him that?
No, but if you're bestowing titles, then I'm Ove Mike and he's Ove Edgar.
So it shall be. Are you in 116E yet?
Entering now. And it's empty in here again. Am I gonna have to climb to the top of that bay again?
No, don't worry about that. Just give the device to Ove Edgar, and he'll get it back to its rightful place in the morning. He just received his instructions and is expecting you.
Good, I couldn't do it. My palms are too sweaty.
I can imagine. You're good to get out of there now?
Yeah, I'm exiting the warehouse.
Perfect. I will read the end of the instructions just for shits and giggles. Make sure every door closes behind you and that no one sees you coming out of the building, and have a nice walk home.
I'll try. You know how long it is.
I do. And over, Mike?
Yeah?
Give Ove Edgar a big kiss from me?
I don't know if that would be a weird thing to do or not.
Hey, Edgar, would it be weird for me to tell Ove Mike to give Ove Edgar a kiss from me?
Scratch that. It would be weird.
Well, it's the thought that counts.
Changing subjects, thanks for helping us out tonight. This new system at Ove is working out great so far. And I'm glad that there's at least one iteration of me who gets to take it easy every now and then.
You'll get these memories too one day.
Yeah, and you'll get to cope with whatever horrors I witness here.
Unspeakable horrors? I can't wait!
Alright, I'll let you have some peace and quiet on your walk home. Stay safe, and don't do anything that I wouldn't do.
I probably won't.
And Base will contact you when we have a new plan.
Of course you will.
And I will see you then. Until next time.
Mm-hmm.
All right, bye.
See you, Mike.
Big fucking idiot Mikey almost got caught by the night guard. You know, the one who works Marissa's route sometimes? He says he didn't get spotted, but I'm not positive. Can we get Marissa on this? Well, we need to figure out if this is a problem or not. And Hunter 2, by the way, we've got a full-on Hunter multi-ball in play. We have to get the shit sorted out. And Mikey gets to kick his feet up and relax it over after all this. Some of us have all the luck. Ugh.
Three.